Very much.
Used to in waffles until I started to lose weight.
Yeah, I guess if you're on a diet, you
can't. Right, so I don't know. I love pancakes and waffles, though. Mm-hmm. But they fattening.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're baking bread, what would you use to make it to make the bread maybe rise?
Baking soda, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might use something else. Your bread it comes in a little package. It's dried and granulated, not baking powder or soda. What else might you use?
I don't know much about that baking bread.
Have you ever used yeast in there?
I've heard of yeast, but I don't know much about all that kind of stuff.
Usually when you buy flour at the store, what quantities do you buy it in?
About 5 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Don't they have, then most of it's self-rising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably isn't it.
Yeah.
You have eggs for breakfast much?
Yeah, I do. I like to eat scrambled eggs and fried eggs and soft boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the inner part of the...
The yellow?
Mm-hmm. Ever call that anything else?
No, the yolk.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you mentioned the... How do you make them? You mentioned soft boiled eggs. How do you make those? Just
soft boiled eggs?
Just boiling?
You get the water boiling. And when it's boiling, you put the egg in there for 3 minutes, and then take it right out, then you peel it.
You ever seen people get the water boiling like that, and then crack the eggs, and crack the shells, and let the eggs fall into the hot water?
I never heard of that.
You ever heard of poached eggs?
Yeah, but I thought you always put it, had a little pan, and you had a little plate to put the poached egg, and then the hot water was boiling underneath it. That's the only way I ever did it. You poach an egg.
Did you ever have any fat salt pork to eat?
Oh, I love fat back.
Fat back? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No.
I like to fry it. That's the only way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks soak it in syrup and flour and cornmeal. But I love that.
Yeah, I like it fried. I like it vegetable fried a lot. Yeah, what do you call the outside of the bacon that you
buy? The rind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned sausage. If you want to buy meat and you didn't buy it at a grocery store, who would you buy it from? What's the man that cuts the meat? What's he called?
The butcher?
Mm-hmm. And if you keep meat too, if meat's been kept too long, you'd say the meat is done what?
Done ruined.
Mm-hmm. Any other word you might use?
Boiled.
Yeah. And again, here's a question that may not make a lot of sense. After you butcher a hog, you know what people make sometimes with the meat from his head?
I never heard.
Ever heard the term souse or anything?
Yeah, I have heard that.
Let's see. You ever known of any kind of pudding made out of hog's blood or anything?
No.
I don't think I'd eat it if I
know. I've heard of folks over in the Scandinavian country eating blood pies and stuff. You know, they come out of animals. But.
Yeah. Suppose you kept butter too long. And it didn't taste good. What would it be?
I think it'd be sour.
You ever heard that called rancid or anything?
Yeah, I have heard rancid.
And the thick sour milk that you keep on hand, what's it usually called?
Buttermilk?
Yeah, buttermilk.
I reckon, I don't know.
What kind of cheese would you make from it?
I don't know.
If you're, is cottage cheese made?
Yeah, I've heard of cottage cheese and I like it.
Mm-hmm. The first thing that people usually do after milking, what do they do with the milk? You know what they do with it?
They use it. I used to see my uncle pour it through. He had a clean flour sack and pour it through and strain it when he did it. And then he'd take it up after that and put it in the refrigerator. And that's what they call raw milk.
Mm-hmm. let's see, what do you call this? It's something that's baked in a deep dish. It's kind of like a pie. It's not. It's usually got made.